Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind tonight, this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. And the show is about, you know, we take your calls, so we'll go ahead and get to Hollis calling in from Kansas City. Hollis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in and talk about the meat industry and the trend, the way consumers are buying meat, the way it's going in the future.
What do you mean? I mean, at this point, I think the consumption of pork's going up because beef has become more expensive. Is that what we're talking about?
No, more so as in where people purchase it. Like,
where?
Majority of people purchase it at a grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, you know, mass production, the big meat, Tyson, or one, you know, they
yep.
send it all into the grocery store. What I've noticed in the marketplace is there's a trend to go towards more artisanal, small, local shops.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people are going to Farmers Direct.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that, you know, with the prices of everything going up, they're going to these small places that are actually charging more.
Yep. They give a better experience in some ways. They'll talk to you about the meat. They'll give you a bone in if that's what you want, and they'll find cuts that perhaps aren't as easy to find in the regular meat department.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm not big on the food thing, right? Like I'm like I go to the big chain supermarket and I buy the cheapest food that I can get for my own satisfaction. But I have had incidents where like some of my friends are into the whole like farm to consumer thing and organic and all of these natural things. And there's a definite taste difference that I've noticed a dramatic difference in the flavor of the food, how I feel after I eat it. And there's a lot of good reasons to pay the premium.
I raise my own pigs.
Yeah. And I think another thing is ethics and a lot of the things that people hear on the news. I'm actually a meat cutter. I've
yep.
done it, hanging beef, all the everything, done it all. I'm in retail right now, but I think it's the ethics mostly, and I've seen pretty unethical stuff done. And
meaning you go to animals basically being tortured? Is that what you mean by unethical?
No, not like that. Just, pushing dates longer sometimes, sanitation. It's just going to happen. I mean,
yeah,
it's not
gotcha.
Like you can completely get rid of this stuff. But that sort of the side of the thing where it's going to where they want to go in and they want to watch everything done. And the middleman, like Tyson and then to the warehouse to the grocery store, that is going to be eliminated. It's going to be farm direct to small shop.
Okay.
Everyone can see what's going on.
Yeah, I think that I find that to be a better trend. I know that there are people who would argue that the assembly line nature of the meat industry is good because, it provides people with lower prices and better nutrition in that way and that sort of thing. But what concerns me is that, for one, there's an incredible amount of waste out there, and I think that's ridiculous. And the big farms don't, the little pig guys, they're going around to grocery stores, to restaurants, and to, bakeries and stuff like that. They're getting the old bread, the old stuff, and they're feeding it to pigs, and that is helping to take care of the waste problem rather than the stuff just being composted. It's going through an animal and getting composted even better, and I like that aspect. And also, I don't like the way animals are tend to be treated at slaughter time. It's going to be a bad day for them one way or the other, but I'd prefer that somebody take into account that this is a living being.
Yeah, and it's interesting, though, that research is showing that a peaceful death in kind treatment towards the animal actually affects the flavor of what you're eating.
Yeah, everybody says the same thing. I don't claim to have a particularly sensitive palate. I've had people tell me that, you know, my pork's the best thing they've ever eaten and all this stuff. And I, you know, I mean, that's their opinion. I'm not going to disqualify it. To me, it tastes a lot like pork. But, you know, I'm more concerned about how the animal's treated.
Like pork.
That's what it tastes like.
Very similar.
Very, very similar. Hollis?
Well, thanks for letting me get this out on the air. It's something I just find interesting, and I don't find a lot of people I can talk to it about.
I think that's
weird thing.
I think it's a confluence, by the way, of the concerns that the vegetarians have and sort of the carnivores have. it's very interesting. Is now it's coming around as the concern for how the meat's taken care of and all that stuff. You know, many of the vegetarians are always going after the big meat industry. Well, a solution to that problem is treating the animal well.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in libertarian circles who are really obsessed with the whole food thing. I mean,
sure.
You talk to like
the paleo guys
and Liz Ritzig. I think she's in Maryland or D.C. She's Farm to Consumer Legal Fund. I think Nourishing Liberty or something. NourishingLiberty.com is her blog, and she's really into that stuff. And I've eaten some of the food, and there's definitely a remarkable difference in taste.
Hollis, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tommy calling from Glasgow. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, they can take a live, but I'll never take a Free Talk Live. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Right. A few things I'd like to take issue, and a few things, but the main one, well, there's a few. Well, I'll go on to the vaccines.
Yeah.
My boy was born at the time, just a couple of years after Tony Blair's son, and there was a whole issue about MMR JAG, which is triple measles, mumps and rubella.
Yeah.
And instead of giving it over in a single dosage, which I in fact paid over £100 for each of them to get it done to my son, because the whole thing was about boys with picking up autism.
Uh-huh.
And Tony Blair's sister or sister-in-law, son had autism, or had a mental illness, his brain wasn't fully functioning. So the whole, and what they told people and what the advice they were giving to people who had medical illnesses or problems in the brain department was that these people should not get the MMR JAG. Now, as a result, that was advice that were given out to people, because I was studying it because my two daughters got it at the time.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a kind of hoo-ha about, you know, girls, but it was just about boys developing autism. Now, Tony Blair never ever mentioned that his son got it, but if he, and the reason being because his son probably would never have got it, because if there was a history of this type of illness, then they were saying, you know, don't go for it. But he couldn't come out and say that because there was a whole problem with it. Now, for me, the deciding factor, and there was so much information, and it was all about overloading the immune system. I mean, now I wouldn't put any of these, anything like this into me ever, or even my children, and it was because one of, you know, because of this, and the whole thing in this country, you know, the doctor, it was eventually struck off, and they played it down and says, oh, we can't do this. But the deciding point for me was, in your good country, they've got a levy, a tax levy, for every drug that's marketed as a result of the litigation, or the expected litigation, for all the problems. So to cover each drug,
yeah,
they'll put a price on it.
There's a vaccine fund, yeah.
Yeah, so for smaller drugs, like, you know, just a small vaccine, whatever, there's maybe 10 cents, 20 cents, but for I can't give it the exact price, but it was around about $3.80 or something, and it was huge, as I say, in comparison. So that meant that there's more problems with that drug than there was anything else, and I thought, well, there's no way I'm putting this into my son. And just jumping on, because I've been issued a wee job here, part of the capitalist system, being a lovely taxi driver over here in Glasgow, I better run off to a job soon. But very briefly, one of the gentlemen in earlier on says, you know, what happened, a wonderful day it was, when the two cities in Hiroshima and Nagasaki were destroyed. Truman rushed forward the Manhattan Project because the Japanese emperor was initiating to the Soviets, they were wanting to
sue for peace. The Japanese were trying to go through the Soviets to get peace, and
peace.
Truman dropped the bomb on them anyway. They sure wanted peace then, didn't they? Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD, stop eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look, her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Cantwell.
855-450-free. Let's go straight to the calls. We'll take Christopher calling in on Skype. Christopher, you're on.
Sure. This is your local. How's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I just heard that guy calling in about the meat, and I think I just mentioned I'm a farmer in the Keene area. And one thing that I think you mentioned was you have an issue with the way the animals are treated immediately prior to slaughter. And this is kind of a big area for me. Mm-hmm. The farm that I work for, we slaughter all our poultry on property, our turkeys and our chickens we do right here. There's an exemption in New Hampshire that allows us to do up to 20,000 birds a year. What we can't do is we can't slaughter our own beef, we can't slaughter our own pork, we can't slaughter our own lamb. It has to be done in a USDA-inspected slaughterhouse.
Yeah, that's if you're going to sell the meat, you have to do it USDA. But if you're a farmer that sells pigs, like I can possess a pig for someone, and I can assist with the slaughtering of that pig for that person so that they have, you know, they have their pig slaughtered by somebody that they want to have their pig slaughtered by, and it doesn't have to be USDA. Is that right?
Sure, yeah. It's one of those things where you kind of have to dance around the regulations a little bit. You know, I can sell you a whole pig and then, you know, slaughter it for you for free.
Yep.
But I can't slaughter it and then sell it to you retail.
That's correct.
You know, and it's kind of, for me, this is a huge, sort of ethical problem because, and this is just sort of my personal feeling on it. I believe that if I'm going to profit from an animal dying, that I should be the one to kill it.
Yeah.
And, you know, here the government coming in and sort of taking away that responsibility.
Yeah. And, you know, the under the guise of keeping things clean and all that stuff's great. Cleanliness, certainly a really great thing when it comes to animals being killed. But I was taking my pigs to the slaughterhouse. I called it the hippie slaughterhouse, and sometimes we call it heaven, too. What I didn't like about it is that they kept the animals for a period of hours till like the next morning, early in the morning. And they kept them there, and I didn't really know what they were doing with them. So my pigs have to mix with the riffraff, right? All these other pigs from, you know, these pigs that haven't been around, don't get petted every day, get brushed, and have the kid riding them, and all the things that our pigs get.
They don't have the spider making the webs with the messages, right, or anything. It's terrible.
Indeed, they don't have any of that. The astounding pig, and they have to mix with the riffraff, and it really bothered me. I didn't want to do that. But that's what has to happen with these USDA slaughtered pigs.
Sure. Well, let me provide just a quick counterpoint to that. I actually like that a slaughterhouse will sometimes hold the pig overnight. You know, if we are required to use the slaughterhouse, it gives the pig an opportunity to get used to its, you know, new surroundings and, you know, lets it calm down a little bit. You don't want necessarily to have a pig, you know, come right off the stock trailer and go and have him kill it, because if the animal is stressed, well, for one, that's not a nice way to go, but it can also affect the quality of the meat. Now, you're right. You know, you don't necessarily want them going and hanging out with the riffraff. There's, right, you know, potential for them to be exposed to, pathogens if the other pigs that they're with, you know, came from a farm that doesn't use practices that are as, you know, as clean as yours.
Yeah,
the ideal scenario would be, you know, you have it.
I see your point on that, but I think the pig's going to be happiest if I go out and, take a 22, you know, somebody take a 22 and take them right there on my property. And that, you know, those animals, they lived and died in the same spot. They just, you know, they were, the one of them, they were nuzzling the gun. And they had no idea what was going to happen.
Have you done it with a 22 before?
Yeah, I have a friend come out. It's illegal for me to have a weapon, but you know, he's better at it. You know, he's a pro. But they're right there.
He's quick, good at shooting animals point blank in the head.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of.
It's important to get them at the right angle if you want them to fall and not twitch, because a 300 pound pig thrashing around on the ground will break your leg. Quickness.
All right,
they might be dead, but they'll still thrash. What's that, Christopher?
I've got a buddy who uses a shotgun with a slug when he's doing pigs.
Oh, geez.
A little, you know, he doesn't want to take the risk. the 22 is not going to do, because they've got pretty thick skulls. And
let me ask you this:
you don't hit them right.
Have you seen the shotgun? Have you seen one of these pigs get taken with a shotgun?
I haven't seen him do it.
It sounds to me like it's going to blow his whole skull apart.
A slug, no, they're pretty sturdy animals. But what I've seen is I've seen a pig on YouTube. I've studied this exhaustively, Christopher, because I wanted my animals to be taken as humanely as possible and killed as humanely as possible. I hate it when people use terms to disguise what's going on. I want them to be killed as humanely as possible. And when the animals were taken with a .45, they'd thrash and they'd move around. And I think it's just the sort of the disruption in the brain of the bullet passing through. They go down much more calmly with the .22 if it's placed directly, like on the flat part of the skull.
Right on.
No, that's good to know. I have to do a pig myself, but it's definitely on
you
the.
You have to do a pig yourself.
There you go.
Is this a breeding practice?
Things like that.
You better wrap this up because I'm going to have to get Cantwell off here.
Okay, thanks for calling thanks in, for the call. Chris.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think there might have been, I'm going to take a guess that he's on satellite internet, and that's what the latency is, a latency issue with the Skype.
Yeah. The dead air is caused by a latency problem.
Just my guess. Let's go to Evan calling in from Georgia. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I believe you guys talked about determinism a little while ago, and I feel like you guys kind of did.
I didn't use the term.
Cantwell did.
Determinism? Is that what you said? Okay, so there was a conversation, a caller called in, like basically that there's no such thing as free will, that basically things are predetermined, and it's a fascinating subject to me, so go ahead with your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I have only been exposed to the materialistic way of looking at it, and it's that like the brain is like a compound. So it's going to react the same. Compounds react the same way under certain conditions. So you can predict the conditions with the brain because it's just a compound. So because your brain is a compound, it will always react in the same way, and the brain cannot control it.
Well, so, and this was an interesting thing. When we talked about it on the air, I had not ever really looked into this idea. So the idea being that, there was a fascinating, I don't even want to call it a debate. Stefan Molyneux has a video where he debated three determinists who basically had to make the case for determinism for the people he was debating because they were just terrible at it.
Oh.
But the idea being that basically, look, it's difficult to predict what the brain is going to do because it's a very complex system, but it's matter and energy, right? So it's like a rock bouncing down a hill. It's going to go in a certain path, and we're always, if you had all the information, you could predict it.
Evan, do you have more?
Yeah, I just wanted to,
855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on determinism. I always find this to be a disturbing subject. 855-450-FREE.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Whether that cryptocurrency is Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin, they make it easy for you. It's fast, safe, and inexpensive, too. They're a licensed money services business, so you don't have to worry about them being some kind of fly-by-night operation. You can get their cryptocurrencies with a money order, your cryptocurrencies, with a money order check or wire transfer. To start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether it's in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. They've got it over there at the website, ExpressCoin.com. You use coupon code FTL, and you can get $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency. They actually have things besides Bitcoins, Litecoins, and Dogecoins over there, but you can go through the list. If you use coupon code FTL, you can get $40 worth of your cryptocurrency at no fee at all. So when you go there to ExpressCoin.com, you use the coupon code FTL as you're checking out, and you won't pay a fee if you're purchasing less than $40 worth. The idea is that to get people who, you know, wouldn't otherwise get started into cryptocurrencies into them, you're probably going to want to buy more than $40 worth over time. But nonetheless, it's the offer stands.
And if you're buying, like, Dogecoin or something like that, you can feel like you're getting a great deal, because I think $40 is like a billion Dogecoin.
It's a lot. Again, it's ExpressCoin.com and coupon code FTL. We were talking, Evan called in and wanted to talk about determinism. And I think that this is always interesting. Basically, the idea is that you don't have choices in life. Is that right?
Yeah, like, it's, Kaylor described it pretty well with, like, the rock and how the brain is like a rock rolled down a hill. And you can predict it with the rock moving, but you, and the rock can't control it, just if it bounced.
I think the other analogy that they used in the Molyneux video that I'm talking about was like, it's like the weather, right? So, I mean, a long time ago, people used to do rain dances and pray for rain and do certain things like that. And they were actually like convinced that this was working. And then, you know, sure enough, we get a little bit of science under our belt. And we're like, well, that's completely ridiculous. And so you think about the weather, we can say with some level of confidence roundabout what the weather is going to be. But it is such a complex system that we really can't guess exactly where each individual raindrop is going to fall. But it doesn't mean that the raindrop is making a choice, right? So your brain is matter and energy, just like everything else in this world, unless we get to talking about the supernatural. And thus, your brain is a very complex mechanism. We don't know exactly. It's impossible for us to predict with certainty what brains are doing. But, hey, an economist can say, hey, if you put a Porsche on sale for $1, a lot of people are going to want to buy them, right? We can predict this with some level of certainty, but, again, we can't predict where each individual raindrop is going to fall. Now, I don't like this. The problem I have with this is that I feel like people use it to sort of diffuse responsibility. I think that it's tempting for me to say, well, I'm not in control of my actions, so I guess I'm just going to drink myself to death and whore it up and do all sorts of, you know, ridiculous things and not pay my bills. Wasn't my choice, right? But, look, whatever I don't know about the system in my brain is not the most relevant of things. I do know that I have to pay my bills. I do know that when I drink, I'm not at my top shape, you know?
Right. And I find the determinism conversation, like you're talking about here, frustratingly irrelevant to my life. Like, so what you're saying is that, for instance, let's use alcohol. I have a choice this evening to drink and get hammered, or not drink and get hammered. How are you going to tell me that it's predictable whether I'll do that or not?
Well, the argument makes sense, right? I mean, unless we're going to talk about the supernatural, unless there's a deity involved, there's something outside of matter and energy, the guy's correct, right? It's a very complex system. We can't predict it with certainty because we lack information. But if you could predict exactly how each neuron was going to fire off in the brain, you could theoretically then predict choices, right?
I guess.
So that would mean, if that's the case...
Let Evan go. Go ahead, Evan.
The thing about that information, though, is there isn't really any practical applicability to it. Like, you can't do anything with that information. It's kind of just a thought experiment.
Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
I agree. It's a thing that, like, look, I understand people, because, like, I like to talk about morality and stuff, and people say, well, there is no such thing as morality. This is all predetermined. And I'm like, well, I need morality. At the very least, I need morality as a practical concept. Because, so, look, if we talked about a rock rolling down a hill, well, if there's one rock rolling down a hill, and then I throw another rock down the hill, and one rock bounces off the other, it's going to affect that rock. So if I say, morality, and I go to people and I say, your behavior is immoral, well, these are factors in the system that are going to affect the behavior of other actors in the system.
So this morality argument I don't get because we have words for things, right? So, you know, there's words for things you can't see and touch, just like there are things, you know, I mean, like a pig's a pig. We were just talking about pork. Pigs are pigs.
Right.
That's the word we have for it. Morality, you know, the way I define it is something that is, you know, good for everybody. It's a universal good, and that makes it moral behavior. Behavior that is universally good or preferential than, like, for instance, stealing. You may not like to steal because you benefit from the theft. However, somebody else doesn't benefit from it. However, not stealing, the behavior of not stealing, that's preferable because you prefer not to be stolen from, and other people prefer not to be stolen from. So that's what I think. It's just a definition of something.
Yeah, it is. You get caught up in sort of the minutiae with this thing, and it gets into nihilism and all everything else. And I'm not a huge fan of it. And like the gentleman said, it has no practical use.
Let's go to Billy calling in from my hometown of Bradenton, Florida. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Chris. I want to talk about this little Freedom Fiends controversy with Chris. I just think that show...
I'm not going to do it.
No, here's what I'm going to say. It's becoming like E! News or something, listening to that show when they talk about you. They just spent like a whole show on it a few days ago, and I just want to call them guys out because I know they listen to Free Talk Live and they don't like call-ins on their own show. It's getting ridiculous. Michael Dean, you better change your show up and start talking about something real. I mean, bring on Bad Quaker more or something, but this stuff with MK and Dobby and you guys talking about Chris all the time, it's just so ridiculous. And it's got no value. So I don't want to get that out there because I don't know how else they can hear it. I know they listen.
Is Bad Quaker your favorite?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and then,
really like
I mean,
that guy
is such a brain. And I always learn something listening to him. And they don't, he doesn't sit there and talk about personalities and stuff. And
yeah, he does, so, actually. I've got a couple of his episodes about me, and it's, He's just as obsessed as Dean is, but, you know, he at least manages to mix in a little something of value once in a while where Dean does not.
Well, I haven't heard Bad Quaker talk about Chris on the air or anything like that, but I really do like the content of his show. Billy, thanks for calling in. I'll, you know, we'll see if Michael W. Dean he gets to hear it. So, anyway, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Perry calling in from Nashua. Perry, you're on Free Talk Live. Perry?
Good afternoon. Yes, good evening, actually.
Yep,
I'm
it's
so
afternoon
sorry.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's afternoon somewhere. Yeah, back in the day when I was a youngin', Hudson, New Hampshire only had Pine Road about a quarter mile. And
what
then
roads?
We
Pine Road?
Yeah, Pine Road in Hudson.
Okay.
And me, my family, and the Kennedy family, we dug a hole and made road. And then we made a farm.
Okay.
And then we raised some chickens and goose. And you watch out for the geese because
they'll give you a pinch in the butt.
At what point did you build the still on your property? And they'll run like hell and bite you.
Yep.
And,
did you have a still?
We didn't have a still. No,
okay.
No. It is. My mother got, you know, liquor from the liquor store. But we got food for the hogs, for the pigs. Yeah, from, like you
the
were saying,
store.
The dumpsters.
Yeah.
No, the dumpsters. Market basket and...
I think that's a much better use of it. Perry, I thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. I hate waste. 855-450-FREE.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. GunsAndy.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to GunsAndy.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at GunsAndy.com. Call now, 844-2GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We might be able to take your call in this final segment of this evening's Free Talk Live, but we do it, well, 7 nights a week from 7 p. to 10 p. time Eastern Time. If your station doesn't take all 7 nights of Free Talk Live, well, you can talk to them. Be nice. There's no point in being mean to somebody. It's not going to be very convincing.
I love being mean to people. I'd say there's a lot of point in it, but you're making a good point. Continue by all means.
Yeah. Don't take etiquette from Cantwell. That's another piece of advice I got for you. 855-450-FREE.
If you wanted to call in tonight and you don't get to, but you wanted to talk to me, you go over ChristopherCantwell.com and you could just go chat in my comments. I frequently reply to comments. Or you go to the contact page, you send me an email.
The archives are available at freetalklive.com. If you're not getting enough Free Talk Live and you want some more, we give away the archives for free at archives.freetalklive.com. It goes back for something like a decade.
Let's just plug for the next 10 minutes. Just end the show in all advertisements. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Just talk about everything. Yeah, it's... I don't know what to tell you. What was the one article that we were looking at?
We were talking about Greece during one of the breaks, and I thought that that was just...
Oh, yeah, that.
That story is just driving me crazy. So there's an article on my website titled Greece Commits Economic Suicide, which is these people, if you're not following that situation over there, you must not be into economics, because it's fascinating what they're doing.
Well, they just recently elected some, like, full-on Marxists, right?
Marxists and Trotskyites. It's amazing. So, like, you know, they weren't exactly governed by anarcho-capitalists previously to begin with, right? So their national debt exceeds, their debt to GDP ratio exceeds 175%. It's a big problem. And they were bailed out by the European Union and the ECB.
It's only slightly less, I think it's slightly less of a problem than it is in the U.S. as far as the ratio goes. But
the U.S. ratio just pretty recently went over 100%. They're in excess of 175%.
Okay, I'd seen that it was similar.
And so what happens over there, they get bailed out in 2010 by the
European Union and the ECB, and there's austerity measures are conditioned on that bailout. And the Greek people were none too happy about that and started rioting.
Hey, right? Where's the free stuff?
Yeah.
Government's supposed to give us free stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We're dependent on you to give us stuff that you borrowed from another country, right? And so what they ended up doing, the leftists, you know, figured out a long time ago they could do a lot more damage with ballots than they can with bottles. And so they elected Syriza, which is a Greek word for coalition of the radical left. They're devout Marxists and Trotskyites, and these people say that the way they're going to handle this debt problem is they're going to renegotiate, right? Mm-hmm. Which is sort of like a nice way of saying not pay, right?
That's really what
they wanted to give I forget the exact term that they used, but they wanted to give like a bond to the European Central Bank that would be a perpetual bond with 0% interest, which is basically give us a bunch of money and we'll pay you whenever we get around to it with zero consequence. Well, the ECB is not having it. The ECB, the European Central Bank, just cut them off. They're not accepting their bonds anymore, and these people just increased all their government spending, and it's a crisis waiting
to
happen.
Time for a riot!
Yeah, it's going to get really bad over there, folks.
It's really ridiculous, this idea that, well, I mean, who do these people think that, where do they think money comes from? I mean, do people not have conversations with their kids? I was told my whole life, money doesn't grow on trees.
Well, it's printed out of thin air, as it turns out, but at the same time, like, money is supposed to represent something, and when you get too far away, like, look, the central bank is a scam, the fiat money thing is a total scam, but you have to keep the scam looking good, or people won't accept the dollars no more, or the euros in this case.
Central bank can't just give, they can't let one of the countries just run amok, because Greece is basically now a state of the European Union, like, you know, New Hampshire's a state of the United States. And, you know, they can't, states and these in Greece and that sort of thing, they can't act irresponsibly. Because they don't print their own money.
And what you end up doing is you put the weight on countries like Germany, who are more responsible with their finances.
Right. That's what the Greek people want, is they want the Germans to bail them out. Screw that. Let's talk to Kelly in Texas. Kelly, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I've seen Chris's website and listened to some of the stuff on his podcast and such. I really appreciate your work, Chris. I really do. I got turned on to anarchism and voluntarism a couple of years ago. I listen to some of Lark and Rose's stuff, and I really understand the vision behind what's behind your writing and what you've got to say to the world. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
So the idea of any sort of mandated vaccination just kind of goes along with the trajectory that got me turned on to anarchism in general. And so Obama signed it into law, his ability to declare anyone a domestic terrorist and kill us without a trial or anything like that was really the eye-opening thing. And then they came through with the healthcare thing that determines that I've got to do business to the tune of hundreds of dollars a month to companies that have been proven disreputable, and then to, you know, go forward again with, you know, the idea that now they're going to put something into my body when they've already determined what I can't put into my body, or, you know, so many other things. It's just...
I like what Michael Badnarik had to say about my mandatory vaccinations, which was, you bring your syringe, I'll bring my 45. Let's see who leaves a bigger hole.
Well, yeah, and so once again, like, so what, this is like the war on drugs, except now if you won't take the drugs, they'll send the same SWAT team.
Yeah, it's the war on drugs in reverse.
Yeah, it's just absolutely terrifying. But anyway, I just want to say I appreciate your work, Chris, and it's been a pleasure to discover this radio station, and I tuned in the second night in a row. It was
great. How are you listening? LRN.fm?
No, I'm on GCNlive.com.
Yep, GCNlive is our syndicate, and they have lots of different programming there. You can listen to Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com, and we have our own little project that we call the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.fm. So,
okay.
Yeah, whatever your preference is.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
I'm not able to download podcasts off of your website because of my I live in a rural area.
There's a live stream, and there's different. I believe that there's different sizes of podcasts. So we have like a dial up podcast size, and we have a dial up stream that we try to make available to you. But you know, if you're listening to GCN, that's fine by me. You know, whatever your preference is. Thanks so much.
Oh, awesome. Oh yeah, welcome.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Yeah. Appreciate it.
855-450-FREE. I just want people to know what their options are.
Yeah, I think that people should probably get the TuneIn app for their smartphone, and you could pick us up that way, too. So, like, if you are in a place where we don't air near you and you want to listen in the car, that's usually a good way to do it.
If you go to listen.freetalklive.com or listen.lrn.fm. If you go to either one of those, there's all the options and all the different ways.
And there's a lot of them.
And there's a lot of them. I like, personally, the call-in lines. You can call a telephone number and listen that way. So if your data, because data is just, it's bulkier going through the airwaves and that sort of thing. So you can, it's obviously going to cost you minutes on your phone if that's a problem for you. It's not on mine. But my phone pipes a telephone call in right through the car. If I happen to be in the car while my wife's away, I have to drive the truck, and it isn't quite that way. But yeah, I prefer it that way. Anyway, I think this Greece situation is pretty laughable. The idea that the upset. So the leftists essentially trick the voting populace into voting for them because we say, "Hey, free stuff."
Yeah, and I mean, this was like, this sort of goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the segment. Like, I mean, one of the things that they were talking about was getting the young voters in, and I'm just like, look, you're trying to get dumber and dumber people into voting booths and suckering them in with, we're going to give you stuff. But they have no means by which to give it to them. It's absolutely impossible. They just got caught off by the central bank. The central bank. Like, the central bank is the guy who prints the money. The guy who prints the money won't lend you money. That should tell you something about your credit rating. You know, if the guy who prints the money won't lend it to you, and then what they have to do then is they go to private creditors. They have to go to, like, loan sharks, right? If people don't think that you could pay your debt, then they're unlikely to lend to you. The way you get them to lend to you is you pay a higher interest rate. You pay a higher interest rate, you go into debt faster, thus decreasing the likelihood that you will be able to pay your debt, and then you go into this economic death spiral, and these people just won't stop.
Yeah, at some point or another, the free money stops coming in, and you can go bankrupt, but it's going to make it difficult to operate. At some point or another, you know, Greece is the sovereign nation, can basically tell all the creditors to go pound sand. They can do that, but they're going to have to pay their bills, and currently they don't know how to do that now.
Exactly. So, I mean, you're going to have a situation, I don't know.
The United States can't do it either.
I don't know what their exact budget deficit is, but it's got to be pretty high if they've got their debt-to-GDP ratio up to 175%. That means that they're going to have to cut their spending dramatically, and the last time they did that, when they did it before, they were just going into debt slower. Right. Like, yeah. the austerity measures were not reducing their debt. Right. They were just borrowing money slower.
Yeah.
So if the austerity measures caused them to riot and start throwing Molotov cocktails and they weren't even reducing their debt, then what are they going to do now that the European Central Bank cut them off? It's going to be a crisis.
Yeah. And there's no doubt that the politicians in Greece were corrupt prior to that. But these are corrupt, too. You know, they're not proposing to the lower spending. Anyway, check us out at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.